There were photos of children in the Petersburg School District from the past 3 to 4 years when Peterson worked as director of maintenance. None of the photos were pornographic in nature. Some photos were taken through a hole in the wall that led to a gym used by visiting school sports teams. In them, the children were in various stages of undress, according to court documents. There were 27 victims identified in the photos that he took through that hole. Acting Superintendent Erica Klutpainter says the FBI found the hole.
That had been discovered actually throughout that investigation because they could tell from the nature of the angle of the photographs. And so we, you know, yes, that was obviously taken care of immediately. And when those images were discovered, it was actually, you know, with students from another school. And so they were contacted immediately.
The hole in the wall has been fixed. Peterson also obtained 26 images of Petersburg students from computers given to them for the school year. Klutpainter says Peterson had access to nearly every place in the school district as maintenance director. That included the students' computers.
They are locked in the technology room at the high school, which actually is only accessible by a couple of people in the district, but the maintenance director is one of them because that's an area that does require their support. They work hand in hand with the technology program. So they do a lot with shipping machines in and out, and you just, of course, assume that they are going to be responsible.
There was no evidence that Peterson had abused any children in person. When deciding the sentencing, the judge took into account the kind of child porn that Peterson possessed, which included graphic videos of young children being sexually abused. The court also considered several factors, including the number of images, the age of the victims, that he used a computer, that he distributed the child porn, and that he had no criminal history. Peterson used several email accounts to obtain and trade child pornography. The FBI began investigating him in July of 2013 when one of those accounts was linked to another child porn trafficker.
The whole process was so shocking to people that I think everybody just tried to be as open as possible with information and tried to work, you know, together as best we could to so that people were aware of what was going on, you know, every step of the way.
Peterson was the school district's maintenance director from 2002 until October 2013 when he was arrested. School board president Jean Ellis says after the incident there have been no additional safety measures for the district.
No, not really, because there wasn't, we do a background check on everybody, but in his case that nothing would have appeared because he was hired several years before any problems were out there. And, you know, our supervisors are in charge of these things while he was the supervisor.
Ellis says the school district is still run well and that Petersburg is a great place to live.
I think these things can unfortunately happen anywhere, and we just all need to be diligent and aware. But we also have a wonderful community, and I feel overall a very safe place to raise children.
In addition to jail time and probation, Peterson was also sentenced to pay $3,000 each to two victims of the child porn that he possessed. The two had been identified through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.